listen to a pretty all right podcast about wrestling, do ya?
Well, the natural lad, Jim Swag, has said time and time again that there's only one podcast that's the most decent and the most all right in the industry today.
And that's who? It's the Dave Raven Wrestling Podcast. Just when we thought we were done with wrestling, we've decided to come right back again.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if we'll follow up with this, because there are potential implications that we might have to watch WrestleMania for at least. We said that last year, like this was going to be the end.
I mean, we did. See, and this is why we're fucking marks, because wrestling keeps doing this thing, all right? It keeps doing this to us, and we still, guess what? We've said we're going to quit wrestling 19 times in the last fucking 10 years, and yet we're still here in 2025 watching.
But this one pissed me off. This shit pissed me off because people are sucking off the WWE creative for the monumental moment.
Oh, wow. You did the one thing everybody completely expected to happen at some point.
Yeah.
And I will say this. The John Cena thing... He was already a heel. Everybody's saying all this shit about, oh, he's never... And they're kind of playing this weird narrative. He did some interview with that fucking idiot that we were just talking about.
Chris Van Vliet.
Yeah, and he was saying about how, oh, yeah, I think there's... He just recorded this interview in, like, the beginning of February with him. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I've never been a heel in my career, blah, blah, blah. And they're pushing this narative that he's never been a heel. And I'm like...
So what was Dr.
Thuganomics? He started off as a fucking heel, like... That was the whole gimmick, was he was an asshole, and then he got over, and then people loved him, and then you started sending him to Make-A-Wish, and then you never wanted him to be a bad guy again because you would lose out on the Make-A-Wish money, all right? So, I get it, but, like, we can't be pulling this now that, oh, all of a sudden, John Cena's just some fucking bad guy all of a sudden. Listen, in reality and in real life, John Cena's been a bad guy for many fucking years, all right? He blew us all off to go fucking pursue Hollywood. Stopped wrestling, came around. He became that part-timer fucking asshole, all right?
That he complained so much about, yes, with The Rock.
Yes, exactly. And then it is that phrase, you either die the hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. The Rock has done it. Everyone's done it. The only one that really kind of hasn't done it is Stone Cold, like Steve. Stone Cold has fucked off from wrestling and has fucked off. When he fucked off, that was it. He's come back for his one, you know, the 30-year anniversary of Raw. He's come back for the 10-year swings for WrestleMania.
That weird match between him and Kevin Owens.
Yeah, but other than that, he's basically just fucked off. And I appreciate that, all right? Which, in my mind, he's the GOAT, all right, for that. He fucked off, and he's like, I'm good.
Yeah, dude, I think at this point, at this juncture, Stone Cold is officially the GOAT. For The Rock to self-insert himself 3 months before WrestleMania when nobody asked. We had our plays, right? Everybody was kind of, they were setting up the pieces for what the WrestleMania matches are going to be. And then, you know, The Rock comes in, like the WWE documentaries about WCW falling apart, and himself inserting himself. So I told the WWE creative, I need to be in this documentary because I need to somehow make this about me.
Yeah. Like, I need to make this documentary about this company I was never involved in somehow about me.
Right.
And they were like, you know what? We got you, fam. Don't worry. We got you.
And the worst part is, man, there was a portion within, I think, Elimination Chamber itself where they glazed fucking The Rock, where they talked about the movies that he's been in, the numbers that they've done, the millions of dollars he's made. And I what is that? Who gives a shit? I didn't ask for this. We're talking about wrestling.
It's that thing that you always like to say. Cool. No one asked.
Yeah.
thanks for telling me, but we don't give a fuck. Just to go over the pay-per-view itself, because I don't remember the fucking the exact fucking matches, but we had the Women's Elimination Chamber match, which, you know, I have to say, it wasn't, like, completely fucking terrible. Bianca Belair wins that. We also had Tiffany Stratton. And you, of course, it's fucking in Toronto, so you know Trish Stratus is going to fucking be involved.
So, at what point was she... Because we kind of fell off, but yeah. At what point was she shoehorned into a
tag match? Yeah. I have no idea. I don't even remember, because I still kind of like see the results every week for SmackDown and Raw. I just kind of see. I also want to watch the Jacob Fatu promos and stuff.
Yeah.
And just see kind of shit here and there. And I don't remember this. I remember them advertising, like saying this was going to be a thing. I mean, we knew when she it was expected she was going to be in the Women's Royal Rumble because of they were in Canada, and that she was. She came out and she was like a, I don't know, fucking entrant in that. But them going to Toronto, you knew that's where she's from. Like, of course she's going to be there somehow. I thought she would have been like the host or something, but they put her in a match. You know. Whatever. I kind of fast forwarded through it. I didn't give a shit. The unsanctioned match between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, that was cool. I didn't have a problem with it.
Pretty decent moments.
There were some decent moments.
Sami Zayn doing a Blue Thunder Bomb on two chairs that had barbed wire around it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And I mean, after Kevin Owens basically just getting three-peat loss to fucking Cody Rhodes for the title. Oh, okay, but now he's better than Sami Zayn, though, so he'll get that yeah, dub.
But this has been done before.
I agree. They've done this many times. This whole storyline between the two of them.
It's played out.
It's what can it say that you can't say about Afghanistan? It's bombed out and
depleted.
All right, like, it's terrible.
I mean, NXT, it started that way.
Yeah.
He fucking, he didn't buckle bomb him, but he threw him against the side of the ring, and that put Kevin Owens... Well, I mean, or it put Sami Zayn, I think, out, and then Kevin Owens became champion, all that shit. And then he, you know, makes the jump to Raw and all that shit. So and the rest is history. But this has just been an ongoing thing. 2 or 3 years ago, it was the exact same thing with Sami Zayn being part of the bloodline. And now it's just between them that they're fighting again. But whatever.
Yeah.
Not really.
God, man. Drew McIntyre has really
left. He
keeps getting screwed, but like, man, he does not give a fuck. I mean, this is a bad angle picture of him, but god damn, man. He's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm gonna be fat.
He looks a lot better than a lot of other guys.
Yeah, so. He does. I'll give him that. And even not in his prime physical condition, he still looks better than fucking 90% of the dudes in there. But
and with all due respect, man, I can't believe how much of a fucking raw deal Drew McIntyre has gotten.
Oh yeah.
Being the jobber to the bloodline for like
ever,
like 2 years at least, losing his fucking title at WrestleMania
in 30 seconds, like he wins it and then he loses it to the fucking Money in the Bank cash in.
I mean, the money has to be pretty fucking good for him to be motivated or even care about literally anything, because I don't really know what direction he's fucking going in as I don't even know what the hell he is at this point, if he's heel or face. I don't fucking know. But in any case, I feel like he's gotten a fucking raw deal these last, because he basically carried 2024 by himself with the number of really bitching promos that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they treat him. He's not even at the top of the bill.
No. Yeah. I was also kind of hoping for there to be this like Rollins, Punk, and like Drew McIntyre fucking stable that got started. They were kind of leaning towards that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
and then it has now apparently just completely fucked off, and that's not even in the card.
Oh man, see, that would have been sweet though, because, and I don't know how it would have played out. Like, yeah, Seth Rollins didn't seem like he was interested in Kevin Owens, whatever. But it would have been interesting to at least see like Seth Rollins be like, oh, you know what? Drew McIntyre is right. I was able to create the Shield in the past, or I was able to create a stable in the past. We could do it again, and we could be the most dominant force within WWE. And let's see if we can do something about getting championships around our waist. And that could be the starting point. It's like we've been done dirty for 2 or 3 years with the bloodline and everything else that's going on. We might as well start a stable and be like a united force or whatever.
Yeah, and take out and have an even shot of like getting over on these fuckers that we can't you know, seem to beat or whatever. And then but in the match, it was all right. I mean, it was whatever, it was a match, but it was an Elimination Chamber match. It's a gimmick match, so like obviously those are gonna be decent, which I thought it was all right. I mean, I kind of fast forwarded some of it, but I mean the shit, the highlight portions of it, those were fine.
I don't know if I remember a whole lot, to be honest. I remember the last four people, which is funny because there's six.
Yeah.
I'm saying it.
I remember Drew McIntyre got eliminated first, which was, that was just so fucked up, man.
Yeah.
You can't even let him be in the bottom half of the thing. You got to get him first.
Yeah.
Like, shit,
not
man.
Even have
Logan
him be,
Paul lasted
yeah.
longer.
Yeah.
And that's what's sad.
That's the sad part, is that he wasn't even in Logan Paul's place to finish third in the elimination chamber. But, so as far as the ending of the elimination chamber goes,
the power.
Oh, the hell was that?
My phone. I forgot.
Oh no, we're going to get sued by Disney. Oh fuck.
Good.
So we have the finish with a Logan Paul being eliminated and then Seth Rollins lingering around and for CM Punk to eventually get stomped his head in and for John Cena to make the cover. And I think a lot of people are saying that that was a heel that probably should have been the tell for the heel turn, because, you know, somebody that's face wouldn't take advantage of somebody that just got their fucking brain stomped in by Seth Rollins.
Yeah. So at the end of the whole deal, we get the Rock. Of course, the fucking Rock comes out and he wants fucking Cody Rhodes. He tells him all that shit last a couple weeks or whatever about wanting to buy his soul or wants a soul or some bullshit.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what homoerotic fantasy the Rock has, because like do you remember the promo for last week?
Yeah,
dude?
I remember
it was the weirdest thing.
It was, man. Yeah. It was like he was trying to fucking bring him into the cult, like the fucking gay sex cult or something. I don't know.
And there's nothing wrong with homosexuality.
No, there's not.
Nothing. There's whatever, you know, we're heteronormies, whatever. We're biologically that's programmed in our shit, so whatever. So getting back to fucking The Rock, dude, I don't know if he doesn't, if dementia is sinking in and he doesn't know his lines anymore, because he's like, hear me out, listen to me, fellas. And I think he's trying to piece together what he's trying to say. And that's probably why he was kind of like fumbling over his like promo or whatever. And a lot of people are like, what the fuck is this guy yapping about, dude? Like,
like, what is okay, because boomer? Jesus Christ.
Cause it literally took fucking Seth Rollins on Monday Night Raw to kind of parse out what The Rock was saying. And then it kind of came together. Yes. It eventually came together in this promo. This whole segment that comes together with The Rock eventually asking, like, what is your choice, Cody Rhodes?
Yeah.
And they have this whole fucking exchange. And dude, Travis Scott, I don't know what the fuck that motherfucker has to do with anything.
Dude, I don't get that. He's just standing there like, who the fuck is this guy? He's got nothing to do with wrestling. Look, I get it. He's a rapper or whatever. I guess he's in The Rock's fucking entourage. Yeah, I don't know. But
do they want to have like a Dennis Rodman moment with like the NWO or fucking like Mike Tyson with D-Generation X? I don't know. But I think the dude doesn't understand that this isn't real, because he actually threw punches at fucking Cody Rhodes. Yeah. And he was like, he was pulling up and then like John Cena was trying to like push him off. He's like, no, I think he was trying to signal to him like, hey, we're not really like trying to hurt the motherfucker, but he kept doing it. And he has this hardcore championship
that
like he didn't earn.
Like, yeah, fuck that guy. Like, okay, I will say it was very shocking to see they let Cody Rhodes drop an F-bomb, which was very shocking. But he told The Rock to go fuck himself, and then The Rock does this fucking like fucking hand signal to fucking John Cena and fucking Manchurian candidates him into fucking,
dude, I'm surprised he didn't fucking like do some phallic thing like sticking his fingers in his mouth and like
he did the thing like to cut his head off, and then he did the chef's kiss, and then I thought he was gonna take his fingers deep throat. And then John Cena would have been like, oh, returning the signal.
I don't know how I personally feel about it, because
why did he kick him in the dick? Like,
what do you mean?
John Cena just kicked him in the dick. That was his move. Like, he kicks him in the dick.
I don't know.
Like,
well, what would be the better option? Like,
give him an FU or whatever. Like, or F5. What was it called? What's his move? The attitude? No.
Attitude adjustment, but the FU.
FU is the
proper name.
The proper name. I don't know. I feel like that would have been the move.
I just don't see how this amounts to what people are calling this, like, the leg drop to 2.0. It just doesn't hit the same way. The buildup was very strange. The surprise really wasn't all that much of a surprise, because going into WrestleMania with having John Cena and Cody Rhodes being both faced, somebody was going to turn. And Cody Rhodes has been faced for basically a year now, or, well, since he's arrived, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, long term, this is a bad move. It's a much better move, unless this is like the beginning. But again, this is not, there's no buildup to this. John Cena turns heel at Elimination Chamber. WrestleMania is the next fucking thing, right?
Yes.
So if you're going to pull a double swerve and Cody really sold his soul to The Rock and they double swerve John Cena, there's no buildup to that. It's just like, oh, here it is. It's like, what a waste. What a waste of a storyline.
Yeah, and 3 months to build a friendship with The Rock between Cody Rhodes and yeah, he said no, but still, it's just like a very strange interaction that he would even entertain the idea of being friends with The Rock or being his brother.
Yeah.
And then John Cena, I mean, maybe this plays into him being the... taking advantage of being a star and everything. He's like, oh, because we were promised like 36 dates within the year, right? And he's got to catch up at some point. He's got to do these 36 dates, right? Yeah. Him being like a entitled champion, like, oh, I've done everything for the business. Maybe it kind of makes sense, because maybe that was also a tell, is like those appearances haven't been happening. And now that we see this this turn to heel, it's the characteristics of a heel.
Well, you know what the worst part is? I think this has been in the works since last year.
You think so?
Because remember at Survivor Series, at the end, The Rock comes out and he does that fucking thing where he does that. He just comes out and says nothing, and he just goes 1, 2, and then he does the 3, but it's the John Cena, like, dun, 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 like when he does that. He does that symbol for like no fucking reason. And then he does the cutthroat move.
He does it backwards, though. It was like 3, 2, 1. It was backwards. Because you're talking about that thing happening.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one was 3. And the next one was 2. And the next one was 1.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Wait, but he does that. Like, why would you do that? Like, that's just like, why would you just do the normal 3? Like, why would you do it the John Cena way? And then do that same one. I feel like that this has been planned from the beginning.
Maybe. Yeah.
And that this is all fucking terrible. And the worst part is every, like you said, everybody's jerking them off online. Everybody online is saying that this is all this. Then it was Hogan in WCW. Now in 2025, it's Cena. And I'm like, it's not the same.
It's not
even close to the same. It's nowhere near the level of fucking impact that was.
If they didn't build it up this way, if John Cena hadn't been in the ring and he attacked him from nowhere, or there was no indications that this was going to happen, then maybe we can consider that being a moment comparable to Hogan being the third member of the NWO. But I don't know. There's just something off about this, that it doesn't come across the same way, or it doesn't have the same level of impact. I can't pinpoint exactly what it is, but it rhymes. It rhymes, yeah. And it feels like bad. a play on 30 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's repeating the same shit. This is also kind of a rehashing of the WrestleMania X7 storyline, where corporate Rock and the corporation Vince and them and all that, they fucking turn. They're going to beat Stone Cold at WrestleMania, and then at WrestleMania 17, Stone Cold turns heel, and he was in bed with McMahon the whole time, and that's when you get this big heel turn, right? It's the same fucking storyline. It's rehashed into this weird nonsense. I do think that this is the way for them to get the belt on Cena again, because I think that they know that Cody Rhodes is fucking pretty much done right now as a face champion.
Oh, you mean like
he's boring. I think they're starting to realize, yeah, sure, the kids are fucking up his asshole and stuff, but the marks are starting to like, I don't know about this guy.
That there isn't a road to go down to explore with other people. Yeah,
where do you go? I mean, we just had a WWE Universal Champion for fucking, what, 3.5 years? It was Roman Reigns prior to Cody Rhodes. Now he's had it going on a year now. And let's be real.
Oh, 10 months.
Yeah, well, 10 months. Yeah, going on a year, because yeah, WrestleMania is going to be 12, the year, yeah. Right? So, like, let's just, it's going on a year now. And that's going to be his next defense. So he'll have had it for a year. And realistically, he's fought like four dudes the entire fucking time.
AJ Styles.
Kevin Owens for a three-peat.
Yeah.
Wait, he fought AJ Styles three times.
Wait, was that it?
That's it. And then,
he did wrestle against Gunther for
That was at the Clash Champion or whatever the fuck it's called. The cup or what, the Crown Jewel cup or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, so that was that, but that wasn't for the belt. But anyways, that's three guys that he's really, really wrestled. And I think that's fucking just damn near about it.
Wait, who else did he wrestle? Man, dude, I can't think of anybody.
He didn't wrestle Seth Rollins, I don't think.
No.
He didn't wrestle fucking Drew McIntyre.
No.
He didn't wrestle fucking, I don't know.
Oh, he wrestled Solo Sikoa for a
couple. Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's fucking...
They did a three-peat with that, I think.
Yeah, so there's four guys that he's wrestled over the past 12 months. And let's be honest, the only really good matches that he had...
AJ Styles.
...were AJ Styles.
That's because AJ
Styles. And that's because of AJ fucking Styles. Not to knock Kevin Owens, but, like, Kevin Owens can't carry fucking another dude like that. He can carry himself, but he can't carry... He can do his participation in the match, but he can't carry it like that. AJ Styles is a generational talent that can carry a fucking match regardless of the shitty asshole that he's fucking wrestling against. And, I don't know, man. That's nothing. That's hot garbage. Where are they going with that? You can't. You're giving us the same bullshit that people were mad about with Roman Reigns, right? And now it's turned into a year-long debacle, in my opinion. And I think it's time to go. And I'll be honest. I welcome change in this instance. I will welcome anything but fucking Cody Rhodes walking out. And I'm telling you right now, if that fucking motherfucker Cody Rhodes leaves WrestleMania with the goddamn belt, I'm telling you right now, Adam, because I think there might be a possibility that it does. If he leaves with the belt, we're never watching wrestling again, for real.
No. There's just no way. You don't build to John Cena becoming heel for a month and then immediately, I don't know if he turns back or whatever, but you don't waste that for a month or two or three. You have to savor this. So they have to put the strap on him.
Yeah.
In order for this to work.
And then it'll go, and then it's got to go to like SummerSlam.
No. It's going all the way. It's going all the way to the end of the year. Because they got to make the most of this. And this basically is a signal that the next person is being built. And I don't know if they have the next person ready for
whoever. I don't think they do.
Because I don't know what they can't waste an opportunity like this to waste. On, they got to build somebody up.
Yeah.
And we were led to believe Austin Theory was that guy when Austin Theory beat John Cena.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania, I think 2 years ago.
Yep.
But now he's in a tag team with Grayson Waller. Nobody cares.
And then they're not even like, they're on fucking WWE Speed or whatever fucking stupid show that's not even real. They're on one of those.
I have no idea.
Like, it's just like, oh, fuck, man. Like, okay, well, that's not happening. So who's next? Braun Breaker, maybe? But he's not ready,
it's
man.
It's too soon.
I hope they don't fucking throw him in that limelight real quick, because it might not end well. So...
I don't fucking know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what they do with this, but for sure they put the strap on him. He gets number 17. Takes it all the way to whatever pay-per-view is in December. Yeah.
I'm curious to see what he's going to say on Raw tonight. Or tomorrow night, technically. Like, because you know he's going to come out. And I will say this. It would be, and they never fucking do anything that I say, because I guess what the fuck do I know? But it would be bitching as hell. Because I did say I've wanted to see a John Cena heel run. Now, I think this was the stupidest fucking way they could have done it, but I'm interested to see how this goes. And it would be bitching as hell if he comes out to that Doctor of Word Life. Like, if he comes out to that fucking song,
yeah,
that would
I'm
be
sure
bitching.
He will, because notice how he used the wristwatch as like the bear or the, what do they call it? Iron knuckles.
Yeah, yeah.
The brass knuckles. He did the shuffle and everything and fucking hit him on the head. I think that's a cue for him either turning back to Thugonomics or giving a bastardized version, an evil version.
But also, you know what else sucks?
What?
Is seeing a fucking almost 50 fucking
going back to going that? Back oh, to you know what? You're right.
It's going to be stupid as shit, man.
That's like Mark Wahlberg being Marky Mark again. Yeah, like 20 years
ago. I don't know if it's going to work. Maybe he needs to come out like different. Maybe he needs to be wearing a suit. I don't know. Maybe he needs to get rid of the shorts.
Yeah, I don't know if the jorts are going to work with this.
Yeah, I don't know if it does, man.
What if he goes back to being the prototype, like
the spandex? Oh my god, spandex? The green spandex shirt. He's got the haircut for it, yeah. You know, like now. Also, man, it is crazy to see John Cena fucking going bald as fuck in the back
point,
of his head,
man. At this point, to sell the idea that he's brainwashed by The Rock or that he's drinking the Kool-Aid, shave his fucking head, have them both be bald, you know.
Oh, shit, man.
Because that would look, I think that would sell the heel turn.
That would. And then just have him come out to that slow rock music too, like we need something new, I guess.
All right, my proposed idea for what's going to happen is that we will have some type of potentially. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but a potentially large stable. They start pitching to people. Hey, why don't you join The Rock, John Cena, and for whatever reason, Travis Scott?
For whatever reason, this asshole, yeah.
They sell them, you can have the world if you just align yourself with the corporation.
Oh, dude, that's what. Yeah.
And then it just turns into a civil war.
Yeah, because that's what's gonna have to happen in order to get. Because then we will get that Punk, Rollins, and fucking McIntyre stable going. Because John Cena's retiring at the end of the year, so they're gonna be in a stable, and then he's gonna be gone though. So like. They'll have a tag team. They'll have an Intercontinental Championship type guy. They'll maybe even have a U.S. title guy. Like they'll cross this stable should cross all boundaries between shows. It shouldn't matter.
Yeah, it shouldn't
what
matter
what show you're on. You're in the stable or whatever. And obviously, The Rock has a big enough ego, and then he wants to be on SmackDown and Raw and everything. So he'll make it happen.
Yeah, and then for Roman's to turn face, or if he is face, or if he's a tweener right now, for him to turn face, it's like, oh man, I got betrayed by my own family. What the fuck? Now we got to stand up against tyranny. Essentially, he has to unite forces with Cody Rhodes. CM Punk won't stand for what's happening. He's like, dude, I didn't come back to this fucking company for the exact same shit to happen with Vince McMahon, to happen with The Rock. I'm not standing for the shit. So then, you know, obviously it aligns with Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, putting aside their differences. And then it just kind of like snowballs into their own alliance, I guess you could say. Yeah. And then I don't know.
Somehow they're going to snipe somebody from AEW, like a name, like a big time fucking person from AEW. And they're going to be featured in that stable because it's going to be someone who is an opposing force to fucking Cody Rhodes. So I don't know exactly who it's going to be, but I feel like something like that's going to transpire because AEW is also walking this weird line right now where, the wrestling's OK. It's decent. I mean, the storylines are sometimes a little shady, just like in WWE
with the Moxley and the Death Riders.
Yeah. A little fishy, but OK, whatever. I guess we'll take it. It's something different ish. I mean, it is kind of just aces and eights all over again, it seems like.
Okay.
I don't know if they called Bischoff and they're like, hey, what do you got for like other biker gang ideas? Like, you know, but not really a biker gang. Like, but we don't really want it to be Evolution either. Like, well, what do you got? You're just like, just call them the Death Riders. That sounds imposing. Put that idiot Moxley in front of them and see what happens. make the, you know, those Blackpool combat fools. Yeah, just turn them into this Death Riders thing. Give them a new gimmick. Rebrand it. Put a lady in there, too, and we'll fucking see what happens.
Yuta Wheeler, dude. Yuta Wheeler. Travis Scott is Yuta Wheeler.
Dude, he is, man. He just stands there. Yeah. He's going to get his ass beat. Except that's what's funny is Travis Scott thinks it's real. And he fucking... Oh, man. But anyways, we are going to have to do one more episode of this prior to WrestleMania once the full match card is out so we can give our predictions. And then, you know, I think we may have to do a WrestleMania fucking extravaganza.
Again?
As our final goodbye to wrestling. I don't know.
In grand scheme...
God, it's 2 days of fucking... It's a waste of 2 days.
In grand scheme, I mean, it's not really because we already know what the more important day is. It's day two.
Yeah, it's day two. Yeah.
I don't hate that this happened. I think I just hate the way that it was executed.
Yeah.
And to play to give the slightest bit of respect, it didn't happen at the Big Four. It happened at Elimination Chamber, which is
which is definitely not one of the Big
Four. I'm glad. I'm glad that it happened somewhere else. As far as PLEs go, that it wasn't expected.
Well, it meant something. This Elimination Chamber actually meant something.
Yeah, you for sure, like, you got your money's worth if you went to that thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it should have happened on Canadian soil, but...
I don't think they deserve it, but, you know, I mean, whatever, I guess.
I don't know what this overall means for WrestleMania, but... At least they got me hooked for another month. Yeah,
see, they fucking got us for another month, and they just got us to continue our Netflix subscription. Basically, like that's all it is. It's all about it's conning us into just paying another $9.99 or whatever. Like, just one more month, and then I'll call it. It's addiction, man. We're addicts, dude. We need to fucking.
we just wean off.
Yeah, my name is Josh. I'm a wrestling addict. It's been 3 days since I've watched wrestling.
Yeah. Hopefully it's just the end of it as at WrestleMania. No, I know it's a lie because we're going to be watching next week.
Oh, man. We're the worst fucking quitters, I guess.
Already back on the wagon.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Well, like I said, stay tuned for next episode. Probably be in a couple of weeks. It's the beginning of March right now. So, I mean, the WrestleMania card will probably be out because when's WrestleMania actually this year? Is it in April? It's in April, right?
I think it's like April 3rd or 4th.
WrestleMania 2025 dates. They should just start naming it WrestleMania 2025 just by the year. Oh, it's in the middle of April.
Oh, shit. I thought it was the first week.
6 weeks from 6-7 weeks. All right. So we may do two fucking episodes between now and then of wrestling, depending on what happens. Yeah. Maybe more. I don't know. But we'll definitely do one it'll probably be, I would imagine, at the beginning of April. First or second week of April is going to be when I'm sure the card is going to be finalized.
Sure.
So... we'll do an episode then, a pre-WrestleMania preview of what our picks are and what our thoughts are. And then I'm sure we'll end up doing another episode between now and then just talking about something else. And I'm sure other shit's going to happen we'll have to talk about.
I was not expecting them to. I thought it was usually the first week of April or the last week of March.
Yeah, it usually is. But I mean, I don't know. Very weird. But anyways. All right. That'll do it. That's the end. For you, anything else to add? All right. That'll be it. Go fuck yourselves. See you on the next one. That was another wonderful, amazing, powerful episode of the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, the natural lad, Jet Swag. If there's one podcast, one show you should be listening to, that you should be absolutely grateful for, it's the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And one of the things you can do to show your appreciation for all the hard work and dedication that these boys put out day in, day out, just for you people, it's that you can go and you can subscribe and you can like and follow them on the Instagram and the TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. You can also follow them and like them and subscribe to them on the old Twitter, which I don't know what it's called now, but who cares? It's at Game Rage Mag there. Additionally, if you feel the need to really show your appreciation, which you should, then go to their website at www.GameRageMagazine.com and show us some love. Show them some love. And show some love for the natural lad, Jet Swag.